Jack Hastings
is a cross between elk jerky and one of those machines that tests grip strength.
Irresistible, from writer-director Jon Stewart.
You're gonna lose, and then you're gonna look like a giant.
It's on here, boys. Game on.
This seems a bit crazy.
Irresistible, rated R, Friday.
This conduct is a textbook violation of Justice Manual Rule 1-7.400, which bars public comment on criminal investigations before charges are filed. Here, though, the wrong is much worse, as Barr is using a criminal investigation to produce fodder for the president's campaign propaganda mill, which can have its effect even though it is false. This conduct in particular gives cause for great concern about what Barr may do next. Just another 30 seconds. In closing, it needs to be said that Bill Barr does regularly lie in ways that impact official action. Along with his continuing media project to make Americans believe that the FBI conspired against Donald Trump, his statements about the Mueller report, Jeffrey Berman's supposed resignation, and Barr's own role in the events in Lafayette Park come quickly to mind. So does his practice of regularly shrouding himself in the rhetoric and trappings of the rule of law, even as he desecrates and undermines the institutions that make it possible. But to me, Barr's crowning dishonesty is the portrait of Edward Levy that a recent New York Times article showed hanging on the wall of his conference room, as though the current incumbent has
regular anything. Regular order. The witness will conclude.
Regular order is right.
We're way beyond regular order.
The witness will continue.
Can I have one more sentence here?
By all means.
Okay. But to me, Barr's crowning dishonesty is the portrait of Edward Levy that a
Mr.
recent
Chairman, I would
New York
ask
Times
that the sergeant at arms
witness
be called upon to stop the disruption of this meeting. I can't hear this witness. This is a very important witness.
Yeah, well, he's way beyond
the chair.
And if there are no rules about when people can talk, there's no rules about when you can make noise.
The gentleman makes a good point, and the chair will enforce the five-minute rule. Witness will proceed.
The chair is not enforcing the five-minute rule.
The witness will conclude.
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous. Do you have no respect for the rules whatsoever?
The witness will conclude.
He's 2 minutes beyond concluding, and you don't let us have that kind of time. You gavel down immediately. You're being grossly unfair. This man had a written statement, and he knew to cut it to 5 minutes. He couldn't do it. Either we have rules or we don't.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness will conclude.
Thank you.
Well, then
in
we
closing,
can keep
it needs
noise.
To be said that Bill Barr does regularly lie in ways that impact official action.
Mr. Chairman, there's not order in the room. There's a banging.
No, there's certainly not. The
Mr. Chairman, would you have Gene Krupa removed?
The witness will conclude.
That's what you said a while ago, and he didn't conclude.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness will conclude.
So the last thing I want to sum up with, I've said all the rest of this, but the last point I'd like to make is that I think his crowning dishonesty in the face of what he is doing to the Justice Department is the picture that I saw in the New York Times a few weeks ago, a portrait of Edward Levy on the wall of his conference room, as though the current incumbent has anything but disdain for the beliefs and achievements of his predecessor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr.
Chairman, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Gentleman will state his parliamentary inquiry.
Is it not appropriate for the chair to exercise discretion in extending the five-minute rule as the chair sees fit?
It certainly is appropriate.
And is it authorized under the rules of this committee?
It certainly is authorized under the rules of this committee.
Well, then, cannot the chair call in the sergeant at arms to maintain order when a member of this panel
We'll move on to the next witness.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Elias.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Elias.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Elias.
Parliamentary point of order, Mr. Chairman.
There is no point of order.
How do you know? I've not said one. Here we go again.
The gentleman is completely out of order, Mr. Chairman.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Point of order is according to the House rules, a House chairman cannot capriciously determine the five-minute rule at the whim of what he wants. It has to be fairly and impartially applied. That is the period of the House rules, and that is not what has happened.
You
apply it fairly.
I got about half of that.
We are applying the 5-minute rule as provided by the House rules.